The flat rate farmers scheme should not be confused with the small business flat rate scheme. The objective for the farmers scheme is to provide a means for small agricultural businesses to escape the responsibilities of having to submit a VAT return, whilst at the same time reducing input tax lost as a result of the farmers not being VAT registered. The scheme is therefore an alternative to VAT registration. A scheme user charges a flat rate addition of 4% to his or her sales to VAT registered customers only. This sum is retained by the user, and the 4% can be recovered from HMRC as input tax by the customer. There is a list of qualifying activities eligible for the scheme in Notice 700/46. A business can leave the flat rate scheme at any time after a year. The business can rejoin at any time unless it has in the meantime registered for VAT, when the time limit is 3 years or 1 year if VAT due on assets on hand is less than £1,000. There are also schemes not necessarily for small businesses, the details of which are outside the scope of this particular podcast, but I will mention them briefly. The second-hand goods scheme, where VAT is accounted for on the margins, i.e. the difference between selling and purchase price. Detailed and particular records are necessary for the scheme to be used. The full details can be found in Notice 718. The scheme is available for all second-hand goods. The Tour Operators Margin Scheme, known as TOMS. This scheme is compulsory and has to be used by tour operators and businesses that buy in and resell travel and accommodation as principals. The purpose of the scheme is to avoid multi-registrations in countries where travel supplies takes place. No input tax is recoverable on TOM supplies, and VAT is accounted for on the difference between the purchase and sale price. Notice 709/5 has all the details of the scheme. Retail schemes. These schemes are needed because retailers sell mostly for cash, and it would be too cumbersome for them to issue tax invoices. The schemes are still viable, even though modern tills increasingly provide most of the detail needed, but many small shops do not have such systems. The schemes are a means of estimating the amount of VAT due on retail sales. There are four particular schemes, and the accuracy of the schemes varies, and businesses have to consider carefully the best scheme for the business concerned. Notice 727 has details of all the basic schemes. I hope this podcast has been helpful. Some accounting schemes are of more use than others, but certainly in the case of cash accounting and flat rate schemes, the schemes can have positive cash flow and monetary benefits.